With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In Iran, Iranian state TV announcing the deaths of the Iranian president, the country's foreign minister, and several other high-ranking officials.
Rescuers found the helicopter that was carrying Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi, the country's foreign minister, and other officials that apparently crashed in mountains in northwest Iran. The head of the Iranian Red Crescent Society says rescuers saw the helicopter from a distance of 1.25 miles and saw no signs of life. Footage released by the Islamic Republic news agency shows what the agency describes as the crash site across a steep valley in a green mountain range. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNnews.com, it was a friendly audience at a Trump rally over the weekend when Mr. Trump spoke of preserving the Second Amendment. The former president addressing the National Rifle Association convention in Dallas.
The survival of our Second Amendment is very much on the ballot. You know what they want to do. They're going to if they get in, our country is going to be destroyed in so many ways, but the Second Amendment will be, it's under siege.
Today, Mr. Trump has to return to a Manhattan courtroom for his criminal trial, which is winding down. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is due back on the witness stand today. We don't yet know whether Mr. Trump himself will be taking the stand. There is considerable property damage following powerful storms in Oklahoma. Several tornadoes confirmed. The hulking container ship that crashed into and brought down Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge back in March is on the move this morning, the vessel being slowly moved from the crash scene to the port of Baltimore. It's a journey of less than 3 miles, but taking place at only about 1 mile per hour. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 22 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 47. This is SRN News. Most evangelical Christians do not think the label is political.
According to a new poll from Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, only 2% of evangelicals say the term is defined by a specific set of political beliefs. This despite the fact that the mainstream media uses evangelical as exactly that, the label for a particular segment of the U.S. electorate. The survey also finds that more than one-third of evangelicals think the term is misused, and another third aren't really sure what it means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Korea has a sizable Christian population, but young people are increasingly being attracted to Buddhism due to social media savvy influencers, including a monk who went viral on Instagram and a comedian who dresses like a monk. Religious belief has been steadily declining in South Korea for years, especially among young adults. In 2021, just 22% of South Koreans in their 20s identified as religious. This is SRN News. Well, apparently some people working at the happiest place on earth are not all that happy with some aspects of their employment.
Disneyland performers who help bring Mickey Mouse, Cinderella, and other beloved characters to life at the Southern California Resort chose to unionize following a 3-day vote. The association and cast members will discuss improvements to health and safety, wages, benefits, working conditions, and job security before meeting with Walt Disney Company representatives about negotiating the staff priorities into a contract. In recent years, Disney has faced allegations of not paying its Southern California workers a livable wage. Parade performers and character actors earn a base pay of $24.15 an hour with premiums for different roles. The union already represents theatrical performers at Disney's Florida parks. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Taiwan's newly elected president, William Lai, urging Communist China to quit using its military to harass a self-governing island. More details, SRNnews.com.